Blog Talk Radio.
House of Harley. Talk Radio.
Hold up, son. Whoa.
Yeah. House of Harley Talk Radio, y'all. This is your boy, Shade Harley. We are coming to you live, and it is Wednesday. It's hump day. And tonight, we are bringing to you House of Harley Presents Local Artist Review. This is the Sheen 1 Takeover, y'all. One thing that I got to say about House of Harley Talk Radio, we are the home of the local artist. And Sheen 1 is a local artist in the Columbia, South Carolina area. And this is his takeover. This is his show. He can do what he want to do. He can say what he want to say. Let's go. So, y'all out there, if you want to call, call the show 347-884-9373. And I'm going to play this song, and we'll be right back. House of Harley Talk Radio, let's go.
Bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get such. You can put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, you're major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. You're cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough niggas deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned nuts. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. Hey, the crook, son. He just a shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. It was so much to got you, trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, heavy, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max ahead. You don't know when I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free. Sonny shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, living the life that is guns and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
Harley Talk Radio.
Oh, this is your boy Shade Harley. I'm coming to you live. This show that I'm coming to you tonight is called House of Harley Presents Local Artist Review Sheen 1 Takeover. It's everything Sheen 1. Everything Sheen 1, baby. And so tonight I'm going to just give a quick synopsis of why I created this show and why I started this show. One thing that I noticed that, you know, through listening to the radio and listening to what people are putting out there is that a lot of local artists don't get the publicity that they deserve and that they need. So one of the things that I came up with is having at least one or two times out of the month, or probably more, depending on how we do it, what the response is on it, is to have a special show just for artists, you know, just for local artists in the local area of Columbia, South Carolina, even in the state of South Carolina. One thing that I noticed is just that when you listen to the radio, you hear concert songs that are replayed and replayed and replayed, and songs that really, in my opinion, I don't think that they deserve to be on the radio. You know, it's like, you know, I think it's just that constant message of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I just don't think that some of these artists out here that aren't about sex, drugs, and rock and roll are about being a father. They're about living a positive lifestyle and have a great message and have a beat to go with it that makes you dance, make you move, and makes you feel good. And so one of the things that I want to do, I want to put local artists out there that are in the Columbia area in the state of South Carolina and branch out as we go on, because House of Harley Talk Radio is worldwide. We want to get this music out, and we want to be, this will be a platform for local artists to get their music out. House of Harley Talk Radio is the home of the local artists. So I want to let you know that I support you. We out there, and we want you to do great. We want you to do great things. So I'm not going to hold on too much longer, because I've been putting some stuff together in the background. We ready to go. Sheem is ready to go. Like I said, it's Sheem One, y'all. Take over. He's going to take over the whole show. We're going to be presenting his music, and we'll be talking over it, and we'll be discussing some things about, you know, his music and life in general, and about what's going on with him and who he is, you know. So without further ado, we're going to bring Sheem One on. Sheem One, you there?
What's going on, y'all?
Man, what's going on, man? And I've been waiting to get you on the show for a minute. It's been a minute since you've been on the show, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm so happy to be here today, and I appreciate you, you know, standing up for our type of music out here today.
It's like I said, man, it's like, you know, I think the radio stations don't give y'all what y'all deserve, man. They have an opportunity, you know, especially, it's not like, you know, the radio station in another state. The radio station is right here within the city, and it's just so hard to get local artists on the airways, man. So this is the platform that I want to at least start to get y'all out there, to keep pushing y'all out there, to, you know, maybe someday somebody will recognize y'all and put y'all out there, man.
Well, the greatest thing, somebody is recognizing. House of Harley is recognizing tonight. And with House of Harley live streaming over the internet like this, that makes me a national artist. So you, what you're doing is putting us on a national scale, and we appreciate it.
That's right, man. That's right. That's right. So what's going on with you, man? Everything good? Everything straight, man?
We're doing good. I just came off a great hip-hop show with a live band last week, and we're moving on to some great endeavors. I'm going to take a show out in Greenville, South Carolina. Then I'm going to Raleigh next, and then I'm headed to Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm going to be in the North Carolina area quite a bit this weekend, doing some shows and doing some music out there for a hip-hop festival in Greenville, then out to Charlotte, North Carolina for an event called Easy Styles. So it's going to be great.
So you out there moving and shaking. It's like you're just sitting around. So you actually are scheduled to do events. Aren't you doing something for the Black Expo as well?
Yes, I am doing something for the Black Expo twice. I'm doing something May 3rd and May 9th. May 3rd is going to be Neo Soul Cafe. Me and artist by the name of Katera, we're going to get together and do something special for everybody. And then I come back May 9th to give you our hip-hop segment with me and DJ Liv. So it's going to be great. And it's, we're looking forward to spreading that positive music and that good vibe. So we're out here working. Just a lot of people don't know that. For those who left hip-hop, we're out here still working. You just got to look for us a little bit harder.
That's right. That's right. So if, you know, there might be some people that don't know who you are. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from the Bronx, New York, but I started my hip-hop here in South Carolina. My music is based on joy and fulfillment. It's positive, no cursing. I try to focus on the good things in life, and I always come from a man's perspective. I feel like the real man has left the origins of our livelihood. So I come from a real man's perspective, the guy who goes to work, who handles his business. I come from that perspective on my topics and things in my music. And that's where Sheen One comes from. One God, one mission, one love.
Right, right. And that's definitely one thing that's lacking, man, in our community, is that, you know, it's almost like the black man is being made null and void as if he is not important in the family structure, man. You know, it's like...
Well, men, period. And there are some bad apples that help tip the scale a little bit, but men, period, have just not been seen as good role models out here lately, all around. We need to change that and have our women really respect and love us the way they used to.
Right. You're right. You're definitely right about that. So, but one thing I can say out there for everybody, his music is definitely positive. You know, it's definitely no cursing. And, you know, it seems like that's like real hard today. Like I said, on the radio airwaves, you hear a lot of substitute curse words, a lot of bleeps in a lot of these songs. So it's like it's almost like you don't have any substance, you know. But definitely Sheen One is definitely one of those that's putting out that positive message out there. So go ahead, man.
I can honestly say it wasn't something I was aiming to do, just to be, you know, curse free positive. That's just the way my music comes out, and I just try to stay true to myself as possible. I think a lot of artists don't know how to stay true to themselves. They feel they gotta form themselves to what the trend is or what they think can be hot. That works for them great, but I try to stay true to myself as much as possible.
Okay, all right. So before we get into some of the music, I'm going to just do some setup options here. If y'all out there, you want to call House of Harley Talk Radio, you call 347-884-9373. That's 347-884-9373. And I believe it's going to ask you to press 1 if you want to speak, and that lets me know that you want to speak to me. So definitely when you call in, press 1. Also, House of Harley Talk Radio is brought to you by LadySusieQFashions.com. If you want to go out there and get your ladies, if you want to go out there and get your latest church wear, if you want to get that big church hat that looked like a Kung Fu theater weapon, and you put it on your head, you know, go to LadySusieQFashions.com and go out there and get your latest church wear, evening wear, club wear, purses, watches, whatever you want is out there. Fellas, you can also go there to pick yourself out a suit. If you're wearing that same polyester suit that you've been wearing 20, 30 years, it's time to burn that thing. It's time to let it go. Let it go. And burn that thing. Go to LadySusieQFashions.com and get you a suit. You can get suits for your little boys, too. You get those matching colors. You can get that red suit, you know, or that white suit. I don't like doing that, per se. I don't like doing that. I think that's a little corny. But anyway, go to LadySusieQFashions.com. That's the sponsor of House of Harley Talk Radio. Also, if you want to hit us up on Twitter, it's at HOH Talk Radio. So without further ado, we're going to go into some music here. And, Sheen, you basically told me, just, you know, pick what I want to pick, and then we go from there. So this is the first one that I listened to for the past couple of days. It's the first one I've been listening to. I believe it's one of your old tracks. And it goes by title Ones. So set up Ones for me and tell us what Ones is about and what inspires you to do Ones.
Well, Ones is a jazzy type hip hop mix, and it really just talks about my adventures as a child, being fun and being rambunctious, and then realizing that money that you get and things that you get is a tool, and you got to learn how to save a little so you can have a lot. I just heard from a wise gentleman that said, only buy what you need, not what you want. So it just really talks about doing the things you need to do so you can do the things you want to do and celebrating life in the process. So it's about saving money, and it's also about being a forward thinker and being positive with yourself and just really just going about your day knowing that you're making the right decisions and the right movement. So that's where Stacking the Ones come from.
You know, I need to play this song for my kids because I give them money and they burn through it just instantly. Yeah, you know how kids are. I give them $5. They're ready to spend that joint.
Yeah, it makes it also talks about, you know, a young man who chose a different route. Instead of, you know, trying to be on a street corner, he chose books in a dorm to be in. So you'll hear stuff like that, just chosen school instead of the streets. So.
Okay. There you go. There you have it. So what else you got? You got something else?
Nah, that's it, man. One, here it is right here. Y'all check it out.
Here it is. I don't. World premiere of Sheen One. One, y'all. I don't have that fancy like voiceover stuff yet. I'm working on that, but we'll get it.
World premiere.
There you go. Ones, y'all. Check it out.
What I want everybody to do right now is put their windows down. Ride down a little bit. You ain't riding, you know, continue to clean up the crib, whatever you're doing. Vibe with me on this joint. Good, it's all love, you know? At last I landed, spot up on the Atlas, dreaming about adventure, flipping on the mattress, made it through the years, the hood is hard pressed, so I persevered through it all, changed my address, never sit behind the desk, I belong in the field, this music got me living for singles like Kim Fields, the mixed mini meals, that's what dreams do, they bleed you, humble you up, you pull through, supported my wants with deals with sacrifice, the price you pay when you want to build your vice, no device to get it overnight, repetition wins, add it all night. Do it again. Never pretend that my life is a 10. My past tense can't predict my present. Still the same old sheen. And the opposite of pain is celebrating. Toast, we're running out of bottles. And we keep toasting our life in case of problems. We got options, money is a need be. If you ain't stacking no cake, then you need be. Stacking them ones, stacking them ones, stacking them ones, stacking them ones. And another one, shit, and another one. Pictures of pain in my react, love how you perform. You see they hating on you now, but stay true to form. Be happy, represent, know that you are not the norm. Instead of street corner hustle, you chose a dorm. Stay on point, speak the issues, that's how you do them. Try the tribulations for the dreams, I will endure them. And for the cream, head of scene, social business. Taking these pins through these lines like a seamstress. Watch them reuse old paper plates. Now it's paper plates, 80 on the interstates. Hip hop is in my face and dig it in my daddy's crates. Learn the words from Stevie's, my Sharia more. More is what I give you. How to change your cars, I can show you. I made it there, you can do it too. Raise your glass in the sky, champagne high like toast. We're running out of bottles, and we keep toasting our life in case of problems. We got options, money is a need be. If you ain't stacking no cake, then you need be. Stacking them ones, stacking them ones, stacking them ones, stacking them ones. Shit, and another one. Shit, and another one. Now it's back to the champagne, feeling like a champagne. Few made it this far, me I'm still standing. True leaders must deal with it all. Divisions rose that end with walls. What happens when the moth only sees the flame? Hopes to not dying, success is the aim. Nothing to lose, only something to gain. Taking chances till they remember your name. The future isn't told in your past, what you make of it. The lyrics of my soul is the reason why I take advances. Chances don't change, while my mind races, others only jog memory. Penny for my thoughts, cash it in the melody. Mama told me reach for the stars. A cheap IR, not an NDN. Because in the end I wanna see me win. Toast, we're running out of bottles. And we keep toasting our life in case of problems. We got options, money is a need be. If you ain't stacking no cake, then you need be. Stacking them ones, stacking them ones, stacking them ones, stacking them ones. Shit, and another one. Shit, and another one.
Team One, y'all. That is Title Ones, y'all. I love that track, man. I definitely love that track. So tell me, Sheen, who produced and put all that together?
G-Force put that track together for me in New York City. So it's a couple people put those tracks together, and we just bonded together and made it happen.
Okay, man. That's right. That's right. So, tell me something. See, let's talk about something a little bit here. Maybe you can help me understand, because maybe I don't understand how it all works, how things get on the radio, how things get airplay. I know you said that, you know, by you being on House of Harley, it's like nationwide and worldwide. But, you know, as far as like local radio and all that other stuff, you know, what is the difficulty of getting music on the radio FM airwaves?
Well, to my understanding, as far as my knowledge goes, I don't think that DJs really have the power to break records on radio anymore, because I believe they have a criteria, a list of songs they have to follow whenever they play records now. Because the radio stations are owned by different companies. And if I'm not mistaken, different companies actually give out a list of songs that they can play. Now, possibly they can squeeze in some songs that are within their parameters of what type of songs that certain radio station plays. And if it doesn't work out that way that you make that type of music, then you fall outside the system. There's a system in place. If you don't make the music that belongs in that system, then don't get upset if you're not a part of the system. Because you can't get into a system if you want the system to change for you. Mm. So that's the way that we have to realize. That's why the few of us who make different music or make music with messages that are not solely celebrated, we have to really get out here and we have to really use the internet as our tool and really work a little bit harder to be recognized or to be heard.
Right. Yeah, and that's what the thing is kind of like, I don't know, it's to me, it's just not right. You know, because it's like I was saying earlier when I started the show, it's like, you know, you keep hearing the same song over and over and over and over and over again. And to me, it gets to the point, I don't even, you know, only time I turn on the radio is if I want to try to find out some information about events that's going on, who's coming to Columbia and stuff like that. I basically turn the radio on to listen to find out about performances and stuff. So it's like, I mean, do you think at some point that, you know, there's going to be some type of revolution or something as far as like the changing of the guard or like the end of FM radio as we know it, you know, because it's like there's so many artists like yourself and there's so many artists like Tara. I mean, like Grand Royal, I've had them on the show. I mean, I can say from the bottom of my heart, man, y'all are ready for like prime time. And I don't know what your motivation is or what you do your music if you eventually want to be prime time and be out there, you know, making the big videos and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure. But, you know, I just think that there's so many artists out there like yourself and the other artists that I named that are ready, and they're ready and they're cooking and they're ready for prime time, ready to go, man. So what these radio stations do is just kind of, it's like crazy to me, man.
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you, I appreciate you giving us that type of motivation and that accolade. We appreciate it. We're going to continue to work hard as we can. I say this, we just have to realize that radio is not going to go anywhere for the simple fact that the younger generation doesn't know any different. And what I mean by that is the conscious level of music. They never even heard, most people never even know that hip-hop has a conscious hot side of it. If you're only introduced to a certain side of music, then you're only going to go to that type of music for that type of feeling. And if you're introduced to a different style of music later on, you're not going to take it so well.
Right.
Even if it's conscious or a different type of music or a different type of genre of music. If you've been listening to hip-hop your whole life and the type of music they play on the radio, and that's what you know for it to be of that substance, when you get something a little different that's outside of hip-hop, you might not take it so well. You might not be mature enough yet, or you might not accept it at all and say, hey, this is where I'm going to live at. So yeah. FM radio will always be around. They can always control the narrative. But all we can do is look for the people who are trying to unplug from the Matrix.
Yeah, I like that. They definitely need to unplug, man. You know, and it's like, you know, when we came up, man, it was like, and I hate talking like that because I sound like I'm old, you know, back in the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but it's true. It's like back in the day, man, we had variety. Like we had different artists to choose from that had a different message. You went from, you had like Luke, and you had like Two Live Crew. You had Big Daddy Kane. You had Heavy D. You had Eric B and Rakim. You had all these different flavors of artists, and it was like it was abundance out of them, man. It just wasn't once. It's like one type, but it's like now, it's like everything to me is just cookie cutter to the teeth, and it's like almost the same sound, you know, with auto tunes and stuff of that nature. So I don't know if there's a way that we can get that back, but you know, it's good for us because we know about it, but the young people, they don't have a clue. You know?
Well, here's the thing. I don't necessarily blame that on the radio. Because
true.
If you look at other genres of music, they're still selling music.
True.
I believe hip-hop is maybe the only genre where the culture of people are accustomed to not paying for their music.
True.
And that's okay with them. That's okay if somebody can't perform the natural art of singing or having a good flow. Because if you get into other genres like country, rock, if you're not about your business, if you're not good, then you're not going to make it. But if you are good, people really pay attention to you. And they still purchase CDs at a high value, but it seems hip-hop is the only genre considered rebel music now where I don't have to pay for that. I can find it somewhere online.
You're sure right. You're definitely right about that. And there's definitely ways to get around it.
Now, who do we blame for that? Do we blame the consumer for not changing how we feel about that? For us for being vultures and saying, you know what? I don't want to pay for this.
Right.
If we said, we made the decision and said, no, I'm going to pay for this. Mm-hmm. And we'll get more quality music like your J. Cole's and The Roots.
Right.
And Public Enemy and people like that will still be our forefathers, like Public Enemy will still be around. And people were still buying hip-hop music.
Right. Were you at the Love, Peace, and Hip-Hop thing that past Saturday?
Yes, I attended for a brief time. I was able to go out there. It was a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, definitely, man. It was like, you know, I was able to take a picture with Moni Love and Icy Smooth, man. It was like, man, it was like just standing next to people that I watched as a kid, you know, and being able to shake their hands. That was definitely just, that was something that I really enjoyed. But, we're going to go ahead and bring in another song here. And the next one that I'm going to play, this is the next one I got in the line here, is Super Center. Tell us about Super Center. What's up with Super Center?
Okay, Super Center is a little bit different. I wanted to challenge myself and my writing ability on this song. This is more like a pop rap song. I only have one verse on this song because it's featured an artist by the name of Ara Victoria, who's also from Colombia. And she's a great artist. Me and her come together and write some music sometime. This song is a play on words. We recognize that certain songs and music back in the day weren't so blatant in your face, talking about, you know, romance or extracurricular activities in the bedroom. So what we did was take all the items from a supermarket and let your mind wonder on what we're talking about. We could be actually talking about supermarket products, or we could not be. So we put some type of wonder and dialect and context into the music. And it's a little bit different, but it's a fun song. A lot of people enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's one of those sleeping songs. If you take your time to listen to it, you hear all the play on words that we have going on. And I think it's a great, great look. It's a good song.
All right. So there you have it, y'all. Another world premiere on House of Harley Talk Radio. It's the first. G1 is the first of the local artist takeover show, and this is the premiere of Super Center. G1, here you go. House of Harley.
Right here, y'all. Ladies, y'all gonna like this one right here. All my ladies on the floor. Y'all wait till y'all hear this record right here. Y'all gonna love this, and I got a special surprise for y'all after this. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. Turn up.
Say, Shane, why you never speed it up, man? We're gonna speed it up right here. Ara V. Sheen. Come on. Come on. Come on.
You might wanna hurry. It ain't open all night.
I like this one, man.
Got an early breakfast show. Turn my red light.
Right there.
Oh, I didn't hear me. House of Harley Talk Radio. That was super set up. You know, I was just saying that if that was a video, I could imagine all kind of crazy stuff going in the background. And
let me,
a
let
wild
me tell
crazy
you this. We actually was going to shoot the video at IKEA. You know, I had all the different rooms in IKEA. We was going to change outfits like 10 times and shoot different video. Different sections in IKEA. We just never had a chance to follow through with it. But just to let you know, to bring up the conversation that you were talking about before, I can't forget that Hot 103.9 is doing exclusively indie on Sundays where they do play local music from 7 to 8. So they have been trying to do some things for local artists and build up, you know, awareness. So you can't forget that.
Yeah, that is right. And I did remember that. Yeah, I think I caught that a couple of times. So. They are, I will give them credit, they are trying to do what they can, and from what I understand, they had to pull a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have a limited access to how long they can do something like that, but it's an effort.
Yeah, it's definitely an effort.
No, it's definitely all on us as artists, but what were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying, like, you know, since you come from New York, and I was up there in the DMV area. Shout out to Baltimore. What's going on, baby? 92Q. But anyway, you know, up there, from what I noticed, you know, local artists get a lot more support than what they would do down here in South Carolina. Because, you know, there would be local artists that trying to think of one good name, and I can't think of her, but... you know, they would kind of put some of these local artists, they would put them in like prime time and they would put them in mixes and stuff like that. And what people would do, they would call them like, what's that track you played? And they would, you know, people would request it and, you know, they would keep playing it. And then eventually it would get put in regular rotation. So, you know, I don't know if because maybe this is a smaller market or what, I don't know. But, you know, you definitely get, I believe you get a lot more support in larger market areas than you do smaller market areas.
I definitely feel that way. It was just a lot of us, you know, we just have to really come together and get our paperwork and our whole presentation together. Like some of us really need to help each other pick up what we just don't know. We don't have the knowledge to know to present ourselves fully as artists. We need to know about our websites, our tags, our Twitters, what our pages need to look like, how to get our music on iTunes if you want to go that route. And we need to come together and discuss those things so those things are available to be on Pandora and those things of like that nature.
Right, definitely. So you said you had a surprise or something afterwards?
Yeah, definitely. All the music you guys are listening to tonight, I had just put it up free on SheenLun.com. You can get all the songs you hear tonight except for the new song we're going to premiere tonight that just hit iTunes 2 days ago, except for the song called Everything. But every song you hear tonight, you can download for free on SheenLun.com right now. And that's a steal because those songs cost.
You just said they don't want to be paying for nothing. You know, but yeah, man, y'all go out there and support C1, man. You can get songs for free, man. You can get these songs for free except the last one we're going to play. So y'all
right.
go out to C1.com, y'all. Y'all do that, man. You can ride around with this music, play it in your car, play it in on your tablet, your phone, wherever you're at, man. So go out there, man.
Superset is a good workout song.
It is. I still got my workout gear on because I tried to, I'm trying to get myself back in shape because, I be seeing myself in pictures, man. And I see my stomach hanging out. I'll be like, oh, I got to do something about that.
It's a life change, man. You just got to stick to it.
That's right. But anyway, once again, if y'all want to call us, call 347-884-9373. I see phone calls. I see people that have called in. And I'm not sure if you want to talk to me or not. But if you want to talk to us, press 1. If not, I might just check and see if you want to talk to us anyway. Because some people just don't press 1 for some reason. So it's all good. So I'm going to just check. I'm going to just randomly. I'm going to pick. Team, I'm going to go ahead and pick somebody. See if.
Go ahead, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting a lot of texts on my phone. People saying they're listening, man.
Okay, all right.
My Twitter's blowing up, saying they're listening right now, so that's good.
All right, let's do it. House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. I ain't going to say your whole number. I'm going to put you on blast like that. But your last four is 6842. You want to talk to us, House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. Don't be scared.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And what's your name?
Jermaine? Yes.
And so where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, all the way North Carolina?
North Carolina. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. So what's on your mind? What you want to talk to Chi-One? What's up? You got a question? Comment? What's up? You enjoying the music?
I just have a comment. I'm a fan, and I've seen Chi-One perform, and I just wanted to let him know to keep doing what he's doing because a lot of people are watching and supporting, and I mean, he's a great entertainer. He does a great show. He's better than a lot of people out here, and he needs to keep doing his thing.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that.
Talk radio.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All the way from Raleigh, North Carolina. That's what's up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina, man. The internet is worldwide. I told you, House of Harley making this national.
I'm telling you. 26, home of the 26,000 listeners. That's what I'm talking about. So, what is one of your favorite tracks? Do you like the tracks that we played so far?
I like those tracks. I really like the new single that he has out on iTunes. Everything.
Oh, check her out now. She already picked it up, Harley. You hear her?
Man. All right. Hey, Sheen, all I'm saying is when you get big, man, don't forget about little old me, man. Just bring me. I just want to be a fly on the wall. That's all I want to be.
I ain't gonna forget about nobody, man. Everybody that helps you at the beginning stages, you gotta stay next to them. But those are the real people.
Well, Jermaine, thank you for calling. You got anything else, dear?
Thank you. No, that's it.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you
for calling. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you too.
All right, see, I'm gonna just go out of line. I'm gonna
try to
people.
And thank you
home.
For getting the single too. Thank you for getting the single.
All right, House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. Your last four numbers end with 8818. You're live on air. How are you? House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. Don't be scared. I know you hear me. You don't want to talk.
Yeah. You must not know the last four digits of your telephone number. You know, people don't
know
their numbers.
Maybe I said it wrong. 8818. Is that what I said? I think that's what I said. But anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to go to the next one. Let's see here.
This is exciting stuff, man.
That's right. House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. Your last four, your number is 529. You're live on air. You don't want to talk to me? Hello? House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. See, those are the people that didn't press one. They didn't press one for a reason. Because they don't want to talk.
It's okay, man.
I was trying.
People get shy sometimes.
Yeah, you know, it trips me out because it's like, it's radio. They don't see you. So just talk, speak your mind, man. You know, it's all good. House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. Your last, your number is 1734. You're live on air. Hello. House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air.
Everybody. Anybody want to talk these days?
Nah. They scared, man. All right, well, we're going to go ahead into the next song. What's the next one I got lined up here? I like this one. Tell us about For You Until. What's up with
that? Oh, man. For You Until. Okay, I like this song a lot. This is...
yeah, man.
This record really talks about a man who practices chivalry all day, every day. And the song is called For You Until because the beginning of the first verse is everything he talks about is for you. And then on the second verse, he just says nothing but until. So you put those two verses together, it's called For You until the end of time, until our love runs out, until everything, until the end of the number. I love you, nuts. I'm like, how many times do you love me? To the end of the number. So this is a love song from a guy who's trying to tell a female all the things and all the adjustments he's trying to make so they can stay together. Because, you know, love and relationships is about adjustments. It's about audibles.
It is.
Got to call an audible.
Yeah, that's right.
He's letting her know he's putting her first and I hope these words in his actions show that she's always going to be first, or if he's talking, yeah. I tell you, I come from a man's perspective, so he's talking to her. That's what he's doing. So this is For You Until. House of Harley, those who didn't press one to speak in, I hope you're enjoying the music. For You Until is also on YouTube right now. You can type in Sheen1 For You Until and check out the video. I got four different personalities in the video. The video is fun. It's funny. It's a great video, all right? This is For You Until.
All right, let's go.
And it sounds so nice. Vacay every day enjoying the life. And it feels so good. A girl right here, and now I'm doing good. And this is how it's supposed to be. You're the reason for the season like a recipe. And my philosophy. Enjoy life. For you I go hard, be the man of respect. Eliminate the lifestyle, living check to check. For you I keep a weather eye on the horizon. Meaning I won't quit when the sun ain't shining. For you I show love, for you I keep it real. Make sure my fam never miss any meals. React like a man, gripping you all aggressive. From the bed to the floor, from the bed to the dresser. For you I go hard, in the street I go. For you I go places that I never wanna go. For you I flow hard, no matter the show. Even if I ain't the very best rapper you know. For you I seek more, for you I grow. For you I sit down, watch a TV show. Turn the Xbox off so you won't get mad at me. Spend a little time watching Grey's Anatomy. For you I just might, for you I eat right. For you I talk it out through the fuss and fights. For you I make a way, watch what I say. For you be creative, bring flowers on the workday. For you I open doors, for you I do chores. Wash and dry clothes and repeat the routine. Give me a chance and I'll show you what I mean.
What's that, man?
I do it all for you. And it sounds so nice. Vacay every day enjoying the life. And it feels so good. A girl right here, and now I'm doing good. And this is how it's supposed to be. You're the reason for the season like a recipe. And my philosophy.
What's that, man?
Enjoy life. Whenever we part ways, we say until. Until the next time I see you for real. Until the money comes, success is felt. Until we look back and see what we built. Until we seen it all, then some and more. Until we made love from dusk till dawn. You the best I ever had, that's word is born. And I mean it from my mouth when my words are born. Until you say you'll be back and you're not gone long. Until the next email, letter and mail. Next time you text me, next time you vex me. Until the next time you upset and offend me. Pause for a second, then we at it again. Until the next time that you listen to your girlfriend. Them broad single, you know how they do. They without men, so they wanna deprive you. Until the wheels fall off, until we part ways. Fulfill God's will, continue to amaze. Until our next mission, until our next position, until our next fight. Stay prayed up, until the next time we break up to make up. Until you say what you love about me. My answer is the same for real. I love you until high. Yes. And it sounds so nice. Vacay every day enjoying the life.
The life, man.
And it feels so good. My girl right here. And now I'm doing good.
You know better than
and this
right
is how it's supposed to be. You're the reason for the season like a recipe. And my philosophy.
What's that, man?
Enjoy life.
I will.
Enjoy life.
Always.
And it sounds so nice. Vacay every day enjoying the life. And it feels so good, my girl right here, and now I'm doing good.
I'm doing good, man.
And this is how it's supposed to be. You're the reason for the season, like a recipe. And
my spirit
for life to be.
You know why?
Enjoy life.
I do.
Enjoy life.
Man, you gotta always enjoy life, baby. All day, every day. Roll out the right side and right side of the bed. Enjoy life.
Enjoy life. Enjoy life. For you until, man. I love that track, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah, I wanted to make a nice love song that everybody could relate to and just really get along with it. And I wanted to make the content a little put together. It also could be a poem also if you take the words or the music away. That's why I'm excited about the rain.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely a track, man. Your music, man. I'm like so serious. I could actually play that in my car. I can listen to it, man. Go out there and download this music. Go to YouTube, check them out on YouTube. What's your channel on YouTube? You have a channel on YouTube?
You can just type in Sheen 1, two words, and everything you see that I ever done is will come right up. And all the videos for these songs, with the exception of Super 7 and 1s. Are available right now. You can watch. You can watch the very beginning of my career up till now. There's a lot of good stuff on there. If you're looking for some good hip hop, you can listen to it with your whole family or just something that you feel make you put you in a good mood instead of like a racy mood. I'm your guy.
That's it. So, I don't know if maybe you guys are. Guys, kind of doing your own thing and kind of going to bring it back. Weren't you a part as a duo with Jirah?
Yes, I did a success album with Sheen 1 and Jirah. We came together to do a joint project. We felt that it was time. We've been good friends for a good amount of years now. We're both solo artists and we had separate projects. And we actually admired each other's work from afar. We were friends first, and then we started working together with some music, and we decided to put a project together, and that's also something I want everybody to go pick up. It's called the Success Album. That's a great album, also on iTunes, and you can also listen to it on Pandora also. So we're on Pandora with the Success Album, Machine 1 and Jirah. Yeah, that was a great album.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So let's get a little, like, personal, man. Like, we're going to find out a little bit about you and, like, what you all about, you know. So, like, when it comes to, like, sports, what are your favorite? Do you pay attention to any sports going on out there?
Who are my favorite groups right now?
As far as sports, we'll talk about sports and we're kind of roundabout. Like, football,
sports?
Basketball, yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I know I'm from New York City, but I gave up on the Knicks a long time ago.
Man, you should have gave, man. If you would have said that you were a Knicks fan, man, I gave up
on the Knicks after Ewing decided to lay the ball up and not dunk it in that Eastern Conference Finals some years ago when I was a young boy. I couldn't take it no more. The heartache was too much to bear.
Wow.
I'm actually,
you left him a long time ago then.
Yeah. I'm actually a Houston Rockets fan because I was a big Charles Barkley fan. So I followed him wherever he went, and then after he retired, I stayed where he was. Well, he last played. So I've been a Houston Rockets fan since Charles Barkley and David Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon back in the day. In terms of football, I stayed home. I'm a Jets fan, and we will turn it around this season. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Most people I know are Giants fans, but they're bums.
I don't know about the Jets, man. I really don't. Who's going to be the quarterback? I know it's not going to be Mike Vick. Every time somebody comes for him, he just dropped the ball, man.
Hey, it's all right. They're saying we might move up to the first spot to get Mariota or Winston. If we do, we do. If we don't, we got Fitzpatrick. We got Geno. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it work.
Yeah, we'll see, man. You don't have much offense.
We got our defense back together. We got Chris Johnson with something to prove. We're gonna be doing good. We're gonna do good this season.
We'll see. So you said you're the Rockets fan and Jets fan. So who you think? Well, of course, now that the Rockets are in the playoffs, I guess you believe the Rockets are gonna win the championship, right?
Actually, I'm a realist. We got a long
way
to
go. There you go, I like
We got a long way to go. Some really good teams out there. I do think Atlanta has a cakewalk all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll be able to beat their division out and who they're playing. I think it's going to be Atlanta versus Cleveland or either Bulls or Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals. And in the West Coast, you just never know about these things. I really thought the Spurs was going to try to do something again, but don't seem like the Spurs got enough gas in their tank this time around. Well, it seemed like Clippers are really giving them a run for their money. But let's talk about the real thing that's going on. I really think, and a lot of people are not going to agree with me, I think Pacquiao might beat Mayweather. I know I just upset everybody
fence.
In the room.
I'm really on the fence.
I think Pacquiao might beat Mayweather.
Well, the reason why I think he might beat him is because Mayweather waited too long. What's that?
The rematch has so much more money in it.
That too. You know, I'm really on the fence. I want to say Mayweather, but, you know, I always believe there's always that time that you need to lose, you know? And
look, I really think Pacquiao is... He's going to train super hard than he's ever trained. I think he trains harder than – he might train harder than Mayweather. Man. He might be in better shape and conditioning to withstand 12 rounds. Most of Mayweather fights, those guys are not as conditioned as him to go to 12 rounds. But Pacquiao is. So let's see how long he gets punching power all over Mayweather.
I don't know.
Mayweather has to get out of the first three rounds so he can learn what Pacquiao is trying to do in there. But I don't know. That's a long time.
I don't know. I still got to ask him, like Stephen A. said, Manny, are you okay?
Because
that old boy, he caught him with that hook, and Pacquiao was on that ground sleeping like somebody read him a bedtime story.
Which I forget, he fought that dude four times.
Wow.
He didn't even have to fight him the fourth time. He was just delaying time because Mayweather didn't want to take the fight. He fought that guy four times.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm on the fence, but I believe Mayweather's going to pull it out. I think it's going to be like down to the wire. I don't think it's going to be a knockout. I think it's going to be a decision. I don't think it's going to be a knockout. I just think that he's going to go blow for blow, and it's going to be a decision. That's what I feel. As far as a knockout, I don't see a knockout happening.
Okay, I don't think no knockout either. It's going to be a good fight, though.
Yeah,
we're going to see how it all unfolds.
All I want to know is, are you buying the fight? I'm trying to find out where I can go to watch it for free.
You can go watch it at Hooters for free. You know Hooters always going to have it.
Man, bump Hooters, man. Look, I went to Hooters. Check this out, man. See, I went to Hooters with a very I know everybody don't fall out your chair. As much as I clubbed back in the day and did crazy stuff. I went to Hooters for the first time this year. Like 2015. Ever. You know, I'm like, if I wanna go see like women in tight stuff, I just go to the strip club, you know what I'm saying? But I went to Hooters, man. I was not excited about their food, man. I wasn't excited at all. That crunchy, they had. I got the chicken strips, right? and the chicken strips looked like chicken fries, man. It was horrible. And I paid like $12, $15 for them things, too. So all I got to say is boo to Hooters, man. Maybe it's the wrong one. I don't know.
That's why you go there to watch the fight.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah, I'll probably do that. So it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. We're going to talk about, now as far as like rap artists, like what rap artists did you listen to that inspired you to be a rapper or to do your music? Is there like a particular artist or somebody or something that inspired you?
I actually listened to everybody growing up. My brothers and my family, we would get a video camera and make our own personal music videos. And that was the way we stayed off the streets. We would make our own videos. And when you make your own videos, you got to know the words to music. And they were older than me, so I always wanted to be a part of it. They were really heavy in the Wu-Tang Clan and Nas and Jay-Z. And then my friends of mine put me on to Master P. And when I came down south to go to school, then I learned about the rest of the Southern artists. And after a while, they just all commit to memory and they all become a piece of you. I didn't start rapping until a few years ago. Maybe 5 years ago. And rapping seriously. And mostly my influences in music that I found out was Notorious B.I.G. was a big influence on me. But then when I do my history, I know he's made up of Big Daddy Kane and other artists. He got their style from them. And Big L. And, you know, you got Big Pun and you got Black Thought. You got Mos Def, you got Jay-Z, you got Andre 3000. Like, all these artists are just phenomenal to me. Talib Kweli. I even like...
that much airplay.
Yeah, I like a lot of people. I like Yo Gotti. You know, I think Yo Gotti, he spits some really good hip-hop for where the culture and environment he's talking about. And
right.
certain people, I recognize the gift of it. LL Cool J, Busta Rhymes, you know, Snoop, Corrupt. Like, these guys, the gift of the music is in them.
Yeah. And that's back when we had so much variety. You know, it's like I said, artists, something like what you hear on the radio sometimes, you can probably pick out about a few artists that constantly get airplay, airplay. You know, one thing I want to ask you about, because you might have a pretty good opinion. Now, as far as like, you know, you got, you know, rap artists, you know, artists like Iggy Azalea and what's his name? Is it Macro? What's his name?
Macklemore,
yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people, especially in the black community, we, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, it's not right that they get all these accolades and awards and stuff like that, and you know, they feel like, you know, especially with them being white artists, I mean, what is your opinion about how people feel about some of these white artists that get all the airplays, which some may feel like they don't have the substance or deserve the accolades that they get?
Well, for me, it's a little different. I like to do my research on artists and really see where the struggle really came from, their origins. But what I understand about Macklemore, he was a backpack rapper from Seattle who's been working for years to be a part of the culture on a high scale. So it didn't just happen for him overnight. He worked his way up. And what people need to realize in hip-hop culture, as you call it a culture, it has no race.
Right.
So people can't get upset when Macklemore makes a record and whatever, how many millions of people who look like him identify with him. They're not going to identify with the same person you identify yourself with from the hood that happens to be black.
Right.
They're going to identify with the guy who speaks their code and language to them. Now, whether we take the skill level and say, well, his skill level is not as high as such and such, but the language he speaks in that language for them represents them.
Yeah.
like when Eminem raps about pills and all that stuff. A lot of us don't rap about pills.
Right.
It's just the origins of what that demographic of people he reached go through. When you talk about Iggy Azalea, I think the biggest problem with people that have an Iggy Azalea is hip-hop is supposed to be something that you do that's true. And the problem with her, I think people think is she's from England, but she uses a regular voice. She's like one of our voices. Like usually, like not one of our voices, but using an American voice instead of our English voice to rap. And I think people
right.
have a problem with that because they know that's not authentic. You say, what about like Idris Elba or something? Well, he's acting. He gets paid to do that. But hip-hop
right.
is supposed to be your truest form of who you are. I think that's why people got a problem with her. I mean, I think her music is good. I think she makes good music. I think she represents those females out there who buy her music.
Right.
She represents that. You know, I mean, she has blonde hair and she's white. I mean, how can Queen Latifah represent them? You know, how can Nicki Minaj represent that?
Yeah.
They can't. There has to be somebody to represent that. And she comes from a culture of people who buy music.
Right.
That's it. It goes back to that. They buy the music. So that's what makes them, that's what catapults them. If our culture purchased music like we bought Jordans and hair.
Oh, man.
We wouldn't be worried about them.
You're so right. That's a good point. And like I said earlier, it's like we're always looking for the price of free 99. We're always looking for that. And like if we don't purchase, we don't go out and purchase the music that we put out, of course. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's a two-handful with that, because sometimes our industry is flooded with people who don't put out the quality that warranted somebody to spend the money out of their pocket.
Right.
So nobody really trusts. If they don't know the brand already, they don't really trust it. So that's hard. It's been difficult to figure out.
So I'm gonna try. Somebody else came online here. And I'm gonna try to see if they want to speak. And before we go into the next call,
say again.
I want to make sure that everybody that calls make sure that they get a chance to speak. We got another caller. House of Harley Talk Radio. You're live on air, and your last four of your number is 4718. You're live on air. Hello.
Oh shit. Press 1 or something?
Yeah, you press 1. You're on. You're live.
Yo, Sheen, what's good, son? It's I.
Oh, what's up, Ock? How you doing, man?
Chilling, my nigga. Yo, you know I got a rep for you.
Ock, general, what's going on, man?
Yo, me and my nigga, you know we doing our 420 thing right here. I was like, I take my nigga out. Got a support from my rep, my bond squad rep, yo.
Yeah, Harley, he's actually in Baltimore right now, this guy.
Oh, you're in Baltimore.
My,
that's what's up, man.
One of my biggest fans.
No doubt, yo. I ain't really got shit to say. I just wanted to call and support, let everybody in the world know my nigga's official. He put some drums behind him. He kills it. When he got that mic in his hand, he's unstoppable. I can go on and on, but I got to pass the blunt for my nigga, yo.
You got to love him.
Wide
love
open.
Him.
June, yo. We got to get up, yo.
All right, no doubt. Make sure I'm out there.
I'm going to hold up y'all phone lines and shit. Let some other fans call in, Dick Ryan, real quick. So y'all have a nice day.
All right, take care, man.
Peace, man. Y'all be safe.
Wide open. I must say, he probably used up the nigga quota for the whole rest of the show. It's all good. It's all good. Definitely all good. All love. Glad he called it. But anyway.
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, my music, you know, it focuses on everybody, no matter face. And it always touches people in a real warm place. And that's why I got all types of fans. And I embrace and I love all of them because they appreciate having the good feel of the music.
Right. Yeah.
And I just, like, you know, I've learned some things from artists that I've watched and worked with in the past. I've actually had an opportunity to work and open up with the Roots at one
really?
Point in my career. And I think it just helped me, it molded me to be, you know, a better artist. And don't forget, everybody, right now you can also go and get that Everything single that we're going to play soon right there on iTunes, Amazon. Check it out.
Right, right.
So, no Harlem.
So before we go into the next song, then after that we're going to do the new song, Everything. One big thing that I am really pushing on my show is, you know, being able to, especially for young kids and even for adults, you know, we don't reach our, some of us don't reach our full potential. Some people live this, they actually live this life and they go walk the earth and they never reach their full potential. They never accomplish their dream because maybe somebody said it's unreachable or it's not realistic or anything like that. What is it that, and one thing that I want to realize, especially children, is that you do not have to wait successfully. Like, if you're, you know, if you're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 on up, you know, you don't have to wait until, like, a school tells you what you can be or what your parents think you want to be. I think it's a better time when you try to, at a young age, try to accomplish these goals to achieve who you want to be and accomplish these dreams. What can you say to young people out there, and even some people that are adults, about not giving up on your dreams and accomplishing your goals and being what you're set on this earth to be?
I think people need to focus on the basic principles. And what I mean by the basic principles is how much are you committed to whatever it is you're doing. When I sit down and write these songs, I have to be committed to it. When I try to put together shows, because I'm an independent artist, or when we're trying to record these records, or when I need to save money to get in the studio, you got to have the principles and structure to be committed to whatever you're doing. That's whatever you choose to do in life. So the best thing I tell you as a child or an adult, try to develop some principles that set aside the time you need to develop the person you want to be. And you got to believe in it just because no one else does. If God gives you the message and you tell somebody else and they say, don't do that, he didn't give that message to them, he gave it to you. And you just need to recognize what your principles and your values and what you're going to put your time into to be the best you can be. And if you don't know how to be the best you can be, go ask someone who has bested their life. Get around some people. Ask questions. Don't sit there and just watch and assume that you can't do anything, because you can do whatever you want. You have an opportunity to figure out whatever it is you want to do. And sometimes people's biggest problem is they don't know how to plant that first stone.
Right.
So when I first started recording, I wasn't privy to recording equipment. We just got a program and we started developing ourselves. And that's where a great song like Hey, Hey, Hey came about. And now it's developed to my song that I have out now called Everything. And that song is, to me, is some of my finest work, and it's really a passionate song that has a lot of soul in it. And it really speaks for a lot of men who are going through a lot of struggle. It's in life of trying to find those principles and stick to those
right.
principles without life beating them down.
I like that. Words to live by, young people. Get out there and accomplish those dreams, man. Don't wait. Get out there and do it. So we're going to go into the next song that we have. And the last one we're going to play is Everything. This song, actually, I like all the tracks. This is one I
appreciate,
like.
Man.
It is titled Hey, Hey, Hey. Tell us about Hey, Hey, Hey.
Man, Hey, Hey, Hey was my first single. It's a great record. It just talks about, I was a kid who grew up and I never sold drugs. I always went to school, and I celebrated that. Those things are rarely celebrated, and it just talks about me after I got down south and got in college and met my friends in the south, and it took me down those dirt roads. I realized I had a lot to learn about life still, that life is just not about the city. There's another world in front of me. So I just really was saying hi to the world. Hey, 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 I'm here, and this is what I did, and this is who I am. And these are the choices I made. And I've been developing my principles every day. So, hey, 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 it's about possibilities of just expanding yourself and saying hello and hi to new things in life and exploring the fact what things you did right more so than the things you did wrong.
All right. There you have it.
Hey, 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 y'all.
Let's go.
Wait, slow time, long. What? Hold up, and I was rapping back. Just run it back.
Let's go, look at
team in a slick ride, lax. With that trucks that blow out. That bass in the amp. Get that chicks that south out.
Okay.
Back, dirty road. We running that south route. Long lines, welfare. We bringing the cheese out.
Get
serving
it.
These beans with that track from sheep mouth.
Yeah.
Serving these boys with that piff from the greenhouse. Getting money long. Long like a tree stout with phrase that. Money long like Steve Stout. Giving these calls. Get from a G mouth.
Yeah.
Standalone talent. No need for a cheese route. Lunch in my girl. No need for a bottle. Baby on the way, got a need to pull out. Get paid for words, stone for my mouth. Get paid for parties, we turn the mic out. Money, huh? We never gon' run out. Seeing new dough like Jesus slice in the cell. Come on,
man.
I made it out the hood. Never had to sell, never had to sell a bag of that. I'm making major moves every single day. People stop and say, I'm on my grind. Got a little paper, ego, I forgot the papers like. No, sir, go that way. I swear I'ma touch the sky like Kanye. I swear I'ma testify like Common. Be a legend like ordinary people. Consistent with the present with extravagant sequel. Make a little cash, a nice bundle load. Sell a couple records, a whole ish load. People say why? Cause my story's untold. And at the end of the rainbow, I didn't find gold. Nah, homie, that's made to write 100 rounds a day. Nah, homie, that's paper.
Get it.
They don't wanna see you dream, they hate now.
They hate
they
now.
Don't wanna see you fly, they love ground. They don't wanna see you come back with a mink. Rolling 4 or 5 6 is just stopping the bank.
Woo.
They don't wanna see you come back with a 2C. Beat the horn one time, two fingers up, peace.
Yo, man, can we ride with you?
Hey. I made it out the hood, never had to sell, never had to sell a bag of that. I'm making major moves every single day. People stop and say, I'm on my grind. Got a little paper. These walls got the papers like. No, sir. Go that way.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. I like that, man. Good track, good track. Love it, love it.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
So,
it's a fan favorite right there.
That's right, that's right. So, real quick before, because the show about to end, tell us, like, who's a part of your crew? Like, who helps you put all this together? You know, give them a shout out. You know, let people know who's all part of putting your project together.
Well, it's a little bit of everybody in my life. I got to shout out, first and foremost, I got to shout out KT2 Nice. He always helps me out. I got to shout out Hanisha, that's my manager. I got to shout out my mother, my brothers. I got to shout out my Toastmaster family, my Bomb Squad family. It's more of like a village of people who stand around me to tell me I can't quit. I shout out my Fantasy E members, my original Fantasy E members, JFK, Chaos, Sue, Swayzo, all of them, everybody. Is always around, has been around me from the beginning to help me motivate myself and move forward. Shout out to Virgil. And, you know, and right now when it's those times when you're by yourself, God helps me the most. God helps me the most.
Yeah.
And there's people who've been texting me right now to help me stay on track. I appreciate them. But the person who's there for me the most is God. And secondary, I would say KT2 Nice is always there for me. She's always giving me the real. And my mom's.
All right.
So those and my manager, those the three women in my life keep me straight, keep me level headed. Three women in my life that help me out. Women help me the most in my career so far.
Man, and when you talk about women, it's like man, and just kind of piggyback off of that. It's like
yeah.
It is
well, hold
so
on,
important.
Shout out to my homie Gerard too, and the homie Katera, and Ara V, and Venom Vendetta. My producer, Vinny Vendetta, I can't forget him.
That's right, that's right. And once again, you and Katera will be putting it down May 3rd, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I forget the title of the event. But we'll be getting that event.
Black Expo, Neo Soul Cafe. I'm going to be doing my new single, Everything, which we're going to be playing soon, coming up. Produced by Monty, featuring Slick Saltus. It's going to be it's the new dope conscious record that you just gotta love. It's my music is warm and it touches the heart.
excuse me, my music touches the heart of people and focuses on touching people no matter what race, period. And you got to hear it, man. It just represents some good energy.
That's what's up. So we're going to go ahead and get into it because I want to make sure we get this record played on live air.
Okay.
And that's the one that we've been waiting for. That's the one that we've been trying to get to. Tell us about your song, Everything.
The song, Everything, it just represents a man's struggle, a good man's struggle, who is just hard for him to find work, hard for him to be a man in front of his woman because the way society treats him. He's out there working hard. It's all for those guys who are good fathers who get put on child support. It's all for the guys who are bad fathers who need to get their life together. These are the men that need to be role models. It's just, it's for the man. It's a man's song. If you don't feel this song, you got to feel it. All men should feel where we're at right now and where we need to be and how we need to grow up to really start sustaining our families. And those good men out there who are doing their job, it's still rough on you, and we know it is. But even though we smile every day, it's still rough. But we out here, and then we do it because everything, the word term everything is like either your kids is everything, your wife is everything, your family is everything. So it represents
right. How
you do it. No man just does it for himself. He does it for someone or something.
That's right.
And that's his everything.
All right.
So here's the new single, Everything. Get it on iTunes, Amazon right now. Don't forget, go to Sheen1.com. Hit me up at Sheen1MC on Twitter if you're enjoying this interview with House of Harley. Don't forget to come back next Wednesday to check it out once again. Sheen1, Everything. I appreciate all of y'all. Don't forget, the next big concert is May 3rd at 701 Whaley for Neo Soul Cafe. Sheen1, there you go. Here we go. Everything right now. Bow.
All right, let's go.
I feel like Martin Luther X. No. Malcolm Farrakhan. No. Like DMX. Some kind of X. You took everything, and you left me here with pain. Come take it all, man.
Oh, man.
I got slavery in my vein, it ain't easy, dog. All this pressure and this pain, it ain't easy, dog. All this pressure and this pain,
Let's go.
You took everything, and you left me here with pain. Come take it all, man.
Oh, man.
I got slavery in my vein, it ain't easy, dog. All this pressure and this pain, it ain't easy, dog.
I get through. I got a fam to feed, I can't feel the need. The rent's due, the mail's blue. Living check to check like Nike. And I'm trying to do the right thing like Spike Lee. But despite the spite, we engage in fights. And separation is what it might be. Budge me, don't judge me. The judge took one look and judged me. Stood there with no lawyer there. Dragged in about child care. Your Honor, I'm with my kids every day. Feeding, clothing, I make a way. Every day they with me. We only here cause she hate me. Lost my job cause of her, Your Honor. Came to the spot cause to my trauma, showing out, cussing out, end result, unemployed. A man like me, she wants destroyed. A man like me, she wants destroyed. Life without my kids, I can't afford. My girl and boys, my pride and joy.
You took everything, and you left me here with pain. Come take it all, man.
Oh, man.
I got slavery in my vein, it ain't easy, dog. All this pressure and this pain, it ain't easy, dog. All this pressure and this pain,
Let's go.
You took everything. And you left me here with pain, come take it all, man.
Oh, man.
I got slavery in my vein, it ain't easy, dog. All this pressure and this pain, it ain't easy, dog. All this pressure and this pain,
Let's go.
Ain't had nothing, man.
Empower you, destroy me.
That's what they want.
We was cool, they made me.
They did this to us.
I need you, you need me.
We stronger together, girl.
There's king and queen in our history. You see the things that I face. See the hard look upon my face. Steps to the door, straight into that jungle. Step into my hustle, see how I juggle. All this notice in my life. All that's known about my rights. These chokeholds and my thresholds. Pain pills in these old clothes. There's a war outside in a minute every day. Looking for a means, I exhausted every way. Fridge going empty, streets look tempty. Gotta take a job, don't agree with the pay. Gotta make moves, don't agree with the pain. No gain, it's a shame, it's a game. I figure for my name, I will claim, I will gain. I will aim at the same, if you frame out the picture, my
name. You took everything, and you left me here with pain. Come take it all, man.
Oh, man.
I got slavery in my vein, it ain't easy, dawg. All this pressure and this pain, it ain't easy, dawg. All this pressure and this pain,
Let's go.
You took everything, and you left me here with pain. Come take it all, man.
Oh, man.
I got slavery in my vein, it ain't easy, dawg. All this pressure and this pain, it ain't easy, dawg. All this pressure and this pain,
Let's go.
Nothing, man.
G1 featuring Slick, y'all, and that was Everything. That is the song that we were waiting to get to. We love it. We love it. We love it. Y'all go out there and y'all buy this one. You ain't getting this one for free, right? You ain't getting this one for free, right? That's what I'm talking about.
The official takeover has been done.
Man, you are officially going in the history book as the first House of Harley takeover local artist show. You are going down the history books, man.
Team one.
That's right.
Number one.
Team one, the first one. Numero uno, man. You did it. You did it first.
I appreciate it, man. Look, Harley, man, I want to tell you thank you so very much. I appreciate you and everything you do for the hip-hop and music culture. Shout out to every artist out there still moving. If you like that record, please go pick it up. iTunes, Amazon, hit me directly at Sheen1.com. I appreciate everybody that took the time to listen to this interview.
That's right, that's right. So, once again, just tell everybody, if people out there wasn't paying attention, tell them how they can reach you on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, wherever.
You can at Sheen1 the MC at Twitter. That's S-H-E-E-M. O-N-E-T-H-E-M-C. Or you can hit me up at Sheen1.com and sign for our mailing list. We got some great giveaways. We got some new Sheen1 t-shirts going out that we might can give you one if you sign up today. Go to Sheen1.com. That's S-H-E-E-M-O-N-E.com. You send an email with your name and information. Maybe we'll give you a little t-shirt, a little prize. Don't forget to go in there and get that free music download. You can also reach me on Facebook at Sheen1 the MC. Everything Sheen1 the MC, YouTube, Sheen1, it's all the same brand. It represents positivity, love, touches people, touches all races, the warmth of the heart. Sheen1.
Right, that's what's up. There you have it. Sheen, man, I want to thank you for coming on, man. Definitely. Thank you for blessing the show.
I appreciate it.
Whatever you have, whatever you need to get out there, let us know. We'll push it out. All of us, myself, Ken, Jazz, Mel, and their absence. We are all definitely big fans of yours, man. So
I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead, man.
Man, shout out to all the fans that called and listened to tonight. Shout out to Ock in Baltimore. Shout out to Jermaine in North Carolina. I appreciate y'all so much for y'all calls. And everybody who's just listening quietly to see what I got going on, I appreciate you for being interested. Tell 5 or 6 people about this single because it's really that good. Everything.
Right, once again, brother. Once again, thank you. We appreciate it. And we'll stay in touch, man. You take care.
All right, thank you, man, so much. House of Harley forever, baby.
Let's go. And there you have it. That wraps up our first local artist review takeover. That was Sheen1, y'all. Look out. You heard him. You heard him. Check out his new album, his new song, Everything. And y'all continue to check out House of Harley Talk Radio. We got a lot of things going on. We're looking to do the production of the Barbershop show. Look out for that. That's going to be a very big video record production. So check us out. House of Harley Talk Radio. Let's go. Thank you.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm getting trick, don't kill my vibe. Trick, don't kill my vibe. Trick, don't kill my vibe. Don't kill my
life. Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Hold up, Trinidad James in 4 weeks, but now my album platinum ish. So what, y'all keep the numbers. I'm more than another statistic, my this courtesy of confidence.
Courtesy of confidence.
Brooklyn go hard, motherfucker. Love me on the east like I'm Chuck D. Dominicans wish that I was born there. I'm looking to be the god MC. You look at my hat and see thorns there. I look at the game and see porn there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back at this money, teabagging your honey. You thought I was fresh off the yard. Don't crack me, tell me you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice and I'm lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like steak. And when the stakes are high, I stake out for days. And when the water resides, you're probably full shape. But we ain't thirsty, never alert me. I got a B89 in a suitcase. I know you heard me, this is a burpee. Lyrical exercise, right now, homie, I'm an extra vibe. Pipe down on the curve when you heard that I got these words to the upper echelon. The next line.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm getting trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, thinking my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, please turn them shit down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit almost spilled my drink. In the white, with a mink. Running through that like it's my house. All up in the hall like a mall. Told you my all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to. Empty my memory bank. It's $1 million in it, baby. Hillary Swank. Sitting next to Hillary, smelling like tank. President's party. Name one thing out there harder than them. I wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high. Fuck my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie. Still be straight. Still be straight. Fall back. Got a lot on my plate. Don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moves I got left. Back to the joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title. Numero uno. Trim on fire. That's your mother's funeral.
Between you and me, turn eulogy to urinals. Pissed off. I'm in a sedition, erasing my fart, leader of the new school. On my toes like a ballerina, who knew I'd be Black Swan? World in my palms, ironically, I am the glow shot's best, cause I didn't drop the ball. Toes, when I was 16, that I read a 16 to put it right on the big screen. In a paddy wagon with 16, should've been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I healed, touched down with morphines, I killed. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket, cardio lap, was running for dead life, but now running the map. Picture little hoe me giving a fuck from what a fuck gotta say. Never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a Suburban. Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't dry tears. I just aim at my purpose like blah. 2014 like blah. If the other another magazine like blah. Better young, I get blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my blah. I am the best, the good guy, the last, the hood guy, the last that would try to pass a good job. And shine a Black Beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Yeah, what's up?
House of Harley. Talk radio.